Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. You are listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Big news in the Mortgage Right world. Obviously, we're sponsored by Mortgage Right. I'm the regional market leader for Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas. Big news as we celebrate our 15th anniversary as a company. And about our 1.5 year here in the Carolinas, we have just expanded and moving into a new space in Kingsley, which we're super excited about. We've been in Baxter Village, obviously a hometown lender, and kind of outgrown our space in just the year and a half that we've been with Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas, and expanding into Kingsley in a beautiful space right above Corkscrew. I'm sure you're all familiar, so we would love to for you to stop by. We'll be in about September 1st. You'll see signage going up this week, which is super exciting to kind of talk more about the new space, kind of what's going on with Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas, and you kind of talk all things in the market, mortgage-related. We've got our friend and business partner, Ray Patterson, here in the studio with us. Ray Patterson is the regional sales manager for Mortgage Right here in the Carolinas. So, Ray, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here. And yes, super excited about what we have coming up and going on right now with our growth and expansion. Moving into the Kingsley development will be fantastic for multiple reasons. I mean, it's definitely in a very unique location. There's a ton of different restaurants, different businesses, you know, mixed-use property there. It's right off of the highway. So a little bit more publicity.
Yeah, it's technically a retail space. It's not even office space, but, you know, we chose that to because of, you know, what we do for the community, how we serve the community. We wanted a really visible space, and we're certainly going to get that. Kingsley is just a highly populated area. Like you said, lots of restaurants, outdoor seating, and we kind of wanted, you know, that's kind of our vibe as well. We want to be, you know, part of the community. We already are. Obviously, we're shopping at the same grocery stores, going to the same restaurants as our community where we serve, where we provide mortgage financing to purchase homes. So it just was kind of a natural fit to look into that retail space right there in the middle of Kingsley. And super excited. And obviously we're doing that because we serve our community and because we are in line to provide, you know, a direct service for people wanting to buy homes. We want to be visible, and it obviously comes down. Our growth has really been because we take such fantastic care of the client. That's always been our number one priority in with Mortgage Right and how we do things. Our goal is always to provide the highest level of service. So when you come to us for a mortgage, if you've got questions or you need some financing, you know, we want to look at the total package of your financial well-being, which is why we work with CPAs and financial advisors, why we work with, you know, trusted real estate agents here in our community. And that's allowed us to have the growth that we have, you know, just starting out, me and you, Ray, early 2019. And obviously 2020 has been, you know, quite an unusual year. But through all that, you know, we've had tremendous growth. And it's really, you know, a testament to how we take care of the client.
It's been very exciting and impressive, you know, toot our own horns, that we started back in January of last year. And it was just the two of us starting up the Fort Mill branch for Mortgage Right. And we have grown into having 12 employees, you know, including us. And the way that we have developed the branch, the way that we have hired, I mean, right now we have a 50-50 split between sales and operations. So we are truly hiring in order to continue to give the level of service that we want all of our customers to have.
A lot of companies out there, a lot of mortgage companies really kind of skimp on the operations. And, you know, especially right now, volume is incredibly high. Some of these mortgage companies out there are taking 60, 75 days to close a purchase or maybe in a refinance. I think you had a client that had shopped with a particular lender along with you. That other lender said it would be 6 months to close their refinance, mm-hmm. which is just absurd. You know, we go to great lengths to make sure we're fully staffed, maybe even overly staffed, fully operational, to make sure that, number one, our salespeople are well taken care of, and that's going to be able to take great care of our clients and serve their needs best. And so it's, you know, it's a really full view approach to make sure that we're providing the highest level of service in the industry, certainly in our community. And we want to serve the client. We want to help, you know, loan officers build their business. We want to provide fantastic service to our real estate agent partners. And obviously the true benefit is to the client.
I mean, we realize at Mortgage Right that and just, you know, between you and I, we realize that you're going to get more referrals when you wow the client. So when you just barely make it to closing, or you have a long drawn out process where you're asking for documents over and over again, and it becomes cumbersome to the client, you're asking for things that aren't even needed. Just closing on time isn't going to make anybody rant and rave about you and talk to other family members, neighbors, friends, coworkers to give you a call. So, I mean, that's what we are trying to accomplish, is to still, even in today's market, even with how busy everyone is, to still get a loan closed inside, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, less than 30 days is not a problem for us at all, when so many other lenders out there cannot do it in less than 60 days right now.
Yeah, and it really goes to the fact that, you know, everyone doesn't do this every day. Like, you've got almost 15 years in the business. I've got just over 15 years in the business. This is what we've done for a very long time. We know the ins and outs, but, you know, your average homeowner, your average want to be homeowner doesn't do this for a living. They don't know what we do and all the things that go into it. And they don't know, you know, a mortgage should not take more than 30 days.
Most buyers don't understand or know that potentially missing closing is even something that could happen.
Right. And of course that's you talking about losing a lot of money. Certainly emotional distress. And so don't go that route. Give Mortgage Right a call. Give me a call, Brandon Kohlberg, 704-999-6646. This is Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Got Ray Patterson, regional sales leader here with Mortgage Right of the Carolinas. We're celebrating our 15th year anniversary as a company and been here in the Carolinas for a little over a year and a half now. And had tremendous growth, as we just kind of laid out. And again, it goes to the level of service that we provide, starting out just me and you and building a team of up to 12 people at this point. And again, testament of how we serve the client. So a lot of different lenders out there. Make sure you're calling the best. Call Ray and Brandon. We're happy to talk anytime. You know, when we look at our growth here in the Carolinas, Ray, what do you think has, you know, kind of been the difference? Obviously, we've done this for a very long time. We've worked for different companies. We've both worked for, you know, the big banks here in town, some smaller lenders, some, you know, small banks, whatever. We've been doing this for almost 30 years collectively. We've got a lot of experience. What is it that we saw in Mortgage Right that, you know, allowed us to kind of join the team and build such a fantastic operation here in, you know, the Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Charlotte area?
Well, the first thing is with Mortgage Right, we could build it the way we wanted to build it. And we know exactly what's needed to give a client a great experience. And when you're working for a big bank or a lot of other correspondent lenders, you don't have the ability to control the ins and outs of the process from start to finish with that client. So you can do everything in your powers to give them a great experience with what you can control, but everything else that's out of your control can lead to frustration. And so by us opening our own branch of Mortgage Right locally and being able to build it the way that we saw fit and to hire around the business and to hire the people that we need in order to continue to give the level of service that we want each and every one of our clients to have is very integral in our growth.
For sure. You know, so I've been, like I said, I've been doing mortgages here in the Charlotte area for almost 16 years now. And every company I'd worked at previously seemed to be a bad combination of compensation and rates and service. Maybe a company had one of those three. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two of them had two of those three, but none of them had the total package. And so, you know, doing it as long as I've done it, my number one goal is, am I taking great care of the client? Am I able to provide them the service I want to provide them while giving them the most competitive rate and fee combination? And at some companies out there, they do good service, and they've got lots of bells and whistles. Well, somebody's got to pay for those bells and whistles, and it typically gets passed on to the client. So the rates were really high. That didn't work for me. You know, when maybe there's a company out there that has really good rates, but they just don't pay. The mortgage business is very tough. If you've been through the process and you've worked with someone who didn't have a lot of experience or just wasn't very good at what they do, you can understand that you probably had a lot of issues. You lost a lot of money, and so there's you need to be well compensated for the work, for the expertise that you do. And so maybe you've got low rates, but you know you're not being compensated, you know, for what the time and effort that you're putting into your job. And, you know, the third thing is, you know, how does that company run? Are they, you know, layers upon layers of management that aren't really adding anything productive, but, you know, they're taking money out of the pot, which is, you know, taking money out of the client's hands in terms of cheaper fees or better interest rates. And so when we looked at all these three things, it was our goal and our priority to make sure that we could meet all three. We want to pay our team very well and compensate them for the hard work that they do, but not at the expense of the client. We want to be able to make sure that we're providing the absolute best combination of rate and fees to the marketplace, and I think we certainly do that. Anybody who shops us or is shopping around, you know, always comes back to us, hey, man, you guys are the lowest, and that's but we also pay our salespeople and our staff the most. And of course, we continue to offer the absolute best service there is in the marketplace.
When you're a loan officer and you're looking for your next home, maybe you're upset about where you currently work because either the rates are too high, the fees are too high, the compensation's too low, the service is terrible. Most banks typically pay about a third of what most correspondent lenders pay.
Yeah, they think working for their name is going to get you business, but correct, it's just not the case.
And it's also the fact that most banks don't allow the manager, the sales manager, to produce.
Right.
So if you have a non-producing sales manager that is getting compensated very well, and then you have however many other people that are non-revenue producing, who's paying for that?
Absolutely.
That's why your compensation is about a third of most other places, and they, you know, will flash, you know, or will have the name or the brand waved over you and say, hey, we're paying you this, but the only reason why you're even producing is because of our brand. So most loan officers that work at big banks eventually wake up and say, well, wait a minute. The people that work with me are working with me because they want to work with me. And they don't care where I work. I could be as productive working anywhere as long as I'm able to give great service, great rates, and great fees to my clients. As long as I have the ability to get it done and to win the deal, my referral partners are going to stick with me.
And most of the time, if you're a good loan officer working for a bank, you're only getting the business because you're good. You're actually probably losing some business because you work for one of these banks who are so slow, run such a terrible operational system, have terrible service. But maybe there's a good loan officer there. And so to that loan officer who's probably losing business because they're working at this bank, being paid, you know, pennies on the dollar for their hard work efforts, you know, definitely I would say, you know, reach out to Mortgage Right. You know, give us a call anytime. We would love to sit down with you and be able to show you how you can build a better business, still provide the lowest rates and fees in the marketplace to your clients, better serve your real estate partners, and have a lot more fun doing it, be more well compensated for it, because these banks are just taking, not only these banks take advantage of their salespeople, they also take advantage of the clients. I mean, they're providing a terrible, terrible service. And we can say that because we've worked for them. We've actually had that same conversation, both Ray, you and I, where, you know, hey, the marketplace actually pays X. We're getting paid like, you know, pop peanuts to that. Why is this? Well, it's because our name. We, you know, we get you business. Well, no, you don't. You actually cost me business. And so I know when we started Mortgage Right, Ray, you know, we've said this many times, you know, together and to, you know, some of the people that we work with already, but we wanted a company. Well, when we just assume everyone else in our business wants the same things that we do. And that's great support. Be able to offer clients fantastic service, really go above and beyond. We're in the referral-based business. If we don't provide a great service, we're not going to have a career. And, you know, we only do mortgages here in the, you know, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Charlotte areas. We're not one of these call centers doing mortgages in California. We're accountable to the marketplace and we only work by referral. We work directly with real estate agents, so we have to provide fantastic service. And we looked at the whole picture. We just assumed that other people want the same things we do: provide great rates and fees, provide fantastic service, partner well with our community, and you know, it's just made a phenomenal difference.
A lot of loan officers that are currently in the market working at big banks and other establishments don't know that what we have to offer exists. You know, a lot of loan officers would think, you know, if I leave the big bank, then, you know, maybe I'm not going to be as productive as I am here. Maybe it is the brand. You know, obviously when we worked at the banks, you know, you'd get a lot more no's than you got a yes.
Yep.
But we're in sales, so, you know, keep grinding and push forward. Until you realize, you wake up, hey, I do realize that this is my business. This is my book. This is not the big banks. It's mine. So why continue to give away a big portion of my money when I don't have to? So, I mean, I really do think that when we talk about service that we want to give and that we are giving, and why we set this up, it all starts with the consultation with the client. Right. So that's already something that we can control. That was something that we could control before. So we could give great service, give a great foundation to start, go give all the education that's needed for the client to be able to make a choice, make an educated choice on what best fits their needs. So we're starting off with that. We're giving them everything they need in order to set them up for success, for what the expected out-of-pocket cost is going to be at closing and the expected monthly payment based on where they're going to live, how much money they have, and truly what their top-end budget for monthly payment is. You got two checks. It's the every month check, and it's at closing, right? So we want to make sure both of those are met and we're setting that client up for success so that the agent and the client both have a path on what to go look for. Then during the process, we are over communicating and we are on top of everything that's going on with that loan, getting it submitted as soon as we have a contract. As soon as it comes out of underwriting for the initial review, we're going over conditions. We're getting appraisals back in 7 to 9 days, and everybody gets a copy of that, including the client and the agent. And we're going over the closing disclosures. We're going to closings. We're giving conditional approval gifts. We're getting closing gifts. We're keeping track of the clients after closing. This is all part of a quick rundown of the service that we give and the customer service that the client should expect. And that's how we build business.
It's a completely different level of service. If you're looking for that, call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Ray, there's so many things about the mortgage process from taking the application to the closing table that, I mean, we literally spend a month on the radio show over the next, four or five weeks just going through line by line item. And even as recently as maybe 5 years ago, I thought I was a really good loan officer. I thought I did everything. Like I said, I've been doing this for over 15 years now. The first 10, I thought I was really good. And in the last five, I've really poured into what can eventually cause issues during the process. I mean, and again, people who don't do this or just buying their third house or fourth house, mm-hmm. or even obviously a first-time home buyer, they don't know what to expect, how the process goes. And 99% of loan officers working with them don't explain it. And I was one of those, up until a few years back. Case in point, a lender will get an application and send out a pre-qualification letter. Well, typically it's got a price range, right? How many of those loan officers are actually detailing the different programs that they could qualify for, and most importantly, the actual payment that they qualify for? Right now, with rates being just unbelievably low, your buying power is more. Maybe you got, pre-qualified in January. Well, if nothing's changed, you can now be approved for more because rates have dropped. But is your loan officer discussing whether you're looking to buy a single family home or a townhouse with a $200 HOA payment? Maybe they've maxed out your pre-qualification letter at, let's say, $250,000, but it didn't include any HOA dues, and you find a townhouse or a condo that you love, it's $250,000. You think you qualify for it, but you don't because they didn't discuss what your qualifying payment range was. And then there's, so many questions that have to be asked up front. We do a great job. We actually have a client sign this question sheet we have to make sure that they understand everything about the process. We want to give them a full outlined process of how the next 30 days are going to go. And we're able, because we're experts in the business, able to head off anything that could come up during the process where, again, 99% of loan officers miss. And quite frankly, a good portion of the time, it's causing issues. Mm-hmm. That's the difference of working with a true mortgage expert versus working with, your average lender.
We call those loan officers order takers and not consultants.
Right.
I don't typically refer to myself as a loan officer. I typically refer to myself as a mortgage consultant.
Right.
Because
mortgage consultant, mortgage advisor, we're true partners financially with the client.
Yeah. And so giving that consultation up front, we'll typically spend 30, 45 minutes on average with every client with
minimum.
Before the application is even talked about or even taken. So we're trying to figure out, everything about this client's financial background and what their wants and needs are. Talk about family. What does this home mean to that person? How long do they expect to be there? Why are they buying it? You know? I mean, really digging and digging deep and trying to truly figure out, with certain questions and during the consultation, really trying to get that information out of the client so that we know, okay, this is truly what they need. This is what they're comfortable and excited about doing. And let me figure out based on what type of property and where they're trying to live, what we should be looking at.
Right. True mortgage advising, mortgage consulting. Again, it's just an entirely different level of support. And it's because of the level of expertise involved. And so, again, when we're talking with a client, with a home buyer, we're able to head things off early in the process, go through all their different options. We work with, financial advisors and CPAs and real estate attorneys. Obviously, we work a lot with Trey Nance's office, Nance Law Firm here in mm-hmm. Rock Hill and Fort Mill offices. They do a phenomenal job of handling closings, do a lot of closings for us, of course. So it takes a team effort, and obviously the real estate agent is building that trust, and that's why we get so much of the local real estate business is because they know we're going to take great care of the client. Because we offer that different level of service.
Yeah, and it is funny when you say, you have a client that asks you, well, what am I approved for? And I say, well, you're approved for a lot more than you want. So I'm not going to send you a blanket pre-approval letter that has this high number on it that you don't even really want. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you that you are pre-approved, and then I'm going to have you throughout the home search, throughout the process of you going out and looking for a home, when you're excited about a property, prior to you making an offer, we're going to go into the details of that particular property. I'll give you the estimate of, of what you're thinking is on your top end budget for your purchase price based off your, your top end monthly payment and your top end out of pocket at closing. But we really want to make sure that there are no surprises and that we are really hitting all the details on each property that person is going to possibly submit an offer on. Wouldn't you like to know what your expected monthly payment and expected out-of-pocket cash is before you make the offer?
Absolutely. And again, properties can vary differently. So, going back to the analogy I used earlier, if someone approves you for $250,000, well, the payment on maybe house A, maybe that's teetering into York County versus house B, which is just on the border of Mecklenburg County. We've got, some other county, but we're right on the border right here. If you go into, past TK into Lake Wylie or Steel Creek, you could be passing a state line. Again, into Charlotte, you could be passing a state line. A $250,000 house in somewhere in York County maybe $200 cheaper in payment than a house in Mecklenburg County, or could be vice versa. You never know. And so that's why it's just super important to actually go through those types of numbers too with your loan advisor and your client.
Yeah, it's funny. So working with one of our loan officers just the other day, and we had a loan cost worksheet that was submitted by an order taker from another lender, and didn't take the time to actually look up the property taxes for that particular property. Client's under contract, so we know exactly what property they're buying. So easily go onto the county website, look up the most recent year's tax rate, plug that into the monthly payment. Just didn't take time to do that, right? So that payment was off. And then didn't know how to set up the cost sheet. So I had the client bringing an additional year of taxes on top of the regular escrow collection for their monthly tax premium. So when we went over that and had the loan officer reach back out to the client and say, hey, we've noticed some discrepancies on the competitor's quote, competitor – it's not the right word for it. Loose term, very loose. So when we, we had that client reach back out to the competitor who gave the quote, and ask why their cost worksheet wasn't complete the way that it should have been, why it wasn't correct, they didn't even reach back out because they were scared because they had no idea what they were even doing. So you know, the loan officer said, well, they're going with us, not only because we're giving them a great deal, but the other guy didn't even want to call back because he made so many mistakes.
Yeah. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Call us anytime during or after the show. Any questions you got, we've certainly got the answer. 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg, regional market leader with Mortgage Right. Got my business partner here in the studio with us, Ray Patterson, the regional sales manager for Mortgage Right. Just a great example of not understanding, you know, giving the client misinformation. I'm sure there was no ill intent, obviously, but there's just a different level of expertise in this business. And quite frankly, Ray, we've been doing it for so long. It's shocking. And quite frankly, I love the mortgage industry. I want everybody who is in the mortgage industry to be an expert. I would rather, you know, have phenomenal competition and have a extremely reputable industry than what we see now. I mean, you know, hey, I don't want to throw too much shade. You know, when I first got into, you know, sales, you know, 16 years ago, I was always told, you know, hey, just build yourself up. Don't tear down the competition. I've almost kind of lost that philosophy because the competition, a lot of the competition are uneducated, don't put in the time and effort to educate themselves. And we're in a business where we're handling an unbelievably large transaction for homeowners. I mean, they've got thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars into a home investment. And I take that very seriously. You take that very seriously. And quite frankly, it's just shocking what can pass in our industry. And I hate it. I want everyone to be an expert, but the reality is it's just not the case. And so there is a huge difference between lenders, between mortgage advisors, loan consultants, mortgage consultants, whatever you want to call them. And now more than ever, with changing guidelines due to COVID-19, with lots of different happenings in the secondary market, you have to be aware and on top of things and really work to become an expert if you're going to handle transactions, mortgage transactions today with, you know, working towards the betterment of our community for, you know, our clients and helping them purchase and refinance homes.
Yeah. And again, it's due to, there is a lot of turnover in our industry. But the reason why you and I have remained in the industry and have been successful is because we continue to learn, but we continue to grow.
Right.
And that's what you have to do.
I'd say one other thing too is, you know, you talked about it earlier. A lot of these companies have these layers of management that aren't producing. They're not actively providing mortgages to clients. They're reading reports. They're, you know, patting their loan officer on the back if they close a bunch of deals. Mm-hmm. If they don't close a bunch of deals, they're probably having to yell at them.
Yep.
So that's good for nobody. And they're really no training because the manager doesn't know what he or she they're doing because they're not actively engaged in providing mortgage financing. That's just the difference with us, and that's the difference with Mortgage Right. We're all actively providing mortgage services to clients, and so, you know, when someone wants to come to Mortgage Right and work with us, we're in the trenches with you. That's how we make our living, and that's how we can offer such fantastic rates and compensation, is because we're not having layers upon management stealing money from you and the client. We want to give the money to you and the client, and we're providing our mortgage services to our clients. So, you know, that's how we earn income. We want to, again, it goes back to the philosophy. We want to build a company that we want to work for and with.
you wouldn't want to be a loan officer working at a company where your manager maybe couldn't produce and then got moved into managing. Why would you want to learn and take advice from somebody that's not doing it?
You'll never be able to grow your business that way, for sure. Thanks. So yeah, if you're out there and you want to grow your business, if you're a producer, if you're a mortgage consultant, a loan officer, and you know you're stuck at certain numbers, and you want to do more, I think you got to give us a call at Mortgage Right.
Yeah, the testimonial is the fact that when you and I came over to Mortgage Right and opened up the branch, our business increased.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Most importantly, you know what else increased? Our customer satisfaction.
Yep.
We're able to provide the service that we want to provide. Listen, it all fails if we're not taking fantastic care of the client and our realtor partners. It all fails. But when we put the client first, which we do, and we really put ourselves last, client, realtor partner, our sales staff, our operations staff, again, because that's what we want. Like, I left my last company because I had three managers, floating around, in the entire Southeast, just to say hi. And I looked at that situation where they're not helping me produce at all. They're not adding anything to my bottom dollar, but someone's got to pay for them to fly around. I think I am. I think my client is. So I got tired of that. And so you and I joined forces and started Mortgage Right because we're actively producing and we know others want the same things. We know there's a lot of people out there who want the same things that we do.
For loan officers that are in the market right now that are thinking where they currently work is just not a great fit, we offer the best combination of service, of help from management with our expertise, and compensation plan than I think any other lender that's in the market.
I would throw rates and fees in there too.
Absolutely.
No one can match our combination of compensation, rates and fees for the client, and service. Just nobody.
And that is due to how much we care about each and every client, how we truly work on everyone's loan. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's our loan or if it's one of the loan officers that works for us. We are diving into each one of those loans, and every loan is getting the same care and attention as the last. And for you and me to produce and to have quite a healthy production, we are only able to, or I would say our healthy production is allowing us to build the support staff around us and all the loan officers that work for us to give them the help that they need to go out and sell, and to offer the rates and fees that we can offer.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. Just a quick side note before we get back to our main topic, Ray. Rates are phenomenally low. I mean, we're looking, below 3% range now. If you have a rate that's above 3.5%, maybe even low 3%, if your rate is, starts with a 3 almost, you need to be giving us a call. See if we can save you some money. Most likely we can. If we can't save you money on the mortgage, we also work with some fantastic insurance providers, homeowners insurance. You could be overpaying for your homeowners insurance. If you're not checking that on an annual basis, we can get you some quotes and see if we can't help you save some money in some arena. Call us anytime, 704-999-6646.
The rates, the rates are phenomenally low. The lowest they've ever been, right? And if you haven't thought about refinancing, maybe you're just too busy. Maybe you think that it's going to cost too much money or you're not going to save enough. Or it just doesn't make sense. A lot of clients, a lot of homeowners right now don't know the ins and outs of what a refinance costs, what a refinance entails. And we give free consultations. There's no, there's nothing to lose by calling us and going over the options. And our average client is saving over $200 a month and over $50,000 in interest over the life of the loan.
And great, so
it's
numbers.
It's a no-brainer. You don't have to pay anything at closing. We can typically have the cost rolled into the loan. You have 1 month off of paying your mortgage, and then you typically get your refund from your current escrow account about 30 days after closing. If you take those two items, the month off that you were going to pay your mortgage plus the refund from your current escrow account, and you dump that back into your loan balance, the refinance is almost free.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how much people can save right now. But, you know, kind of getting back to the main topic, you know, if one of the things that has made me the mortgage advisor that I am today is I had that producing manager guiding me and coaching me and teaching me and kind of getting me the ins and outs for a very long time. And that is that made such a difference in my life. Give him a shout out, Jason Redman. He's a long-term mentor of mine. And but that was the model that I had for so very long, a manager who was closing loans, who could actually teach me how to be a better loan officer, a better mortgage advisor, actually, you know, talk to the client about, you know, different things that are going to be to their benefit, because he was doing it on a daily basis.
It's a great model.
A fantastic model. So, if you're at a company now where your manager can't tell, if you're closing, you know, if you're helping five families a month and you want to be helping 10 families a month purchase a new home, and your manager who's not doing the same thing you are can't help you, why are you still there? If you can't grow, one of the big things for me in the model that I had with Jason was doing what I wanted to be doing. He was doing the numbers that I wanted to be doing. So is that that's the absolute best model.
If motivating.
If you have nobody who is where you want to be, how can you get where you want to be? That is such a big difference that you know, Mortgage Right, and specifically you and I, Ray, here in the Carolinas, we're doing numbers that other loan officers want to do. We can show you how to do it. And again, we've got the best combination of rates and fees and service to give to the client. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
You should always surround yourself with successful people if you desire to be successful.
Preach.
So if you're going to surround yourself with a bunch of people that aren't producing, along with a manager that doesn't produce, that may be a toxic environment for you. So super excited about our branch, our model, what we can offer the loan officer, what we can offer the client, what we can offer the referral partner, what we can offer anybody in the community that's looking for mortgage guidance.
Yeah, again, I mean, I can't say it enough. I mean, it just so many things go into the mortgage business. You know, there's such a domino effect too when you're wanting to refinance or buy a home. Who you are working with matters. The company matters. The individuals matter. And with our experience doing mortgages for combined 30 years, we've hired the best people. We've hired the best support staff in the industry. I feel like I'm the best mortgage advisor in the industry. I don't know, you feel the same way about you. And so like we're the top two best producers in the nation. but you know, we are experts. We do know the ins and outs of mortgages. And that's something we can't explain how valuable it is to the client. We can, we tell them, but they can't really take our word for it until they actually go through the process. And it starts and ends there. Are we taking great care of the client? Are we mitigating any potential red flags during the process? We've talked about on the show before, Ray, we do so many quote unquote rescue deals where someone may have made the mistake of, going with the wrong mortgage and only to find out much later in the process, after they've paid for appraisals and home inspections and applied due diligence and fees and earnest money checks, that they can't be approved. And so in a scramble, you know, they come up with our name as someone who is in the community and actually helps with situations like this. We're able to kind of go through their entire process, the entire mortgage file, look through the ins and outs of what's actually happening, and figure out a way to maybe structure that mortgage to actually get it approved, to look through the cracks of what other people miss, because we've got so much experience, because we've got a phenomenal sales staff. And then typically when it happens, we also are able to offer a lower rate than what they had.
Right. And keep the closing date.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the loan over from start to finish and close it in 2 weeks. I mean, that's it's sad for the client that they had to go through it. And, you know, it's great that we can step in and help get them to the finish line. I mean, because it truly does come down to whatever big bank or other lender that has these loan officers that are out there with no help. They're not, it's not just their fault.
They're not bad people.
Right.
They just have no support.
They have no support. They don't have the knowledge that's needed to help. You know, you've got loans that just aren't structured right to begin with. And then nobody coming in and saying, hey, if we restructure the loan this way, then this still actually works and we can compliantly approve this loan and get it closed. Or you've got overlays with debt to income ratios that weren't explained to the client to begin with, that then when they miscalculated the income, all of a sudden now they're over that threshold and they can no longer do the loan. I mean, there's also the case of when you have the big banks that are paying very little for their appraiser. You know, they're only charging, you know, the client thinks, I'm only cost this amount for the appraisal at this lender, but, you know, this other lender's charging a little bit more. Well, maybe that other lender did a consensus in the market to see what the top appraisers were accepting to do the job. And if you're not paying enough and all you're getting is the bottom of the barrel appraisers that don't know what they're doing or brand new or just, you know, don't care to learn or be experts in their field, and you have a wider net where, you know, you're soliciting to hundreds or even thousands of appraisers versus our appraisal panel, where we have a very select few that we know are experts. Any one of these could cause your loan to end up being denied and cost you not only a lot of money, time, and headache, but maybe the home.
Yeah, I've seen this sign, you know, I think in a couple restaurants, you know, we offer, you know, three types of service: good, fast, and cheap. You get to pick two. It seems like when you that's very prevalent in the mortgage business. So, you know, if you're going to have a good mortgage, it's not going to be cheap and it's not going to be good service. If you're going to have good service, it ain't going to be cheap. You know, it's that whole, it seems to be that is definitely true in the mortgage business for 95% of lenders out there, certainly the big banks. They're trying to nickel and dime the entire process and quite frankly, in my opinion, at the expense of the client, because the client suffers. I think anyone would be happy to pay an extra $100 for a $250,000 purchase. I mean, $100 is really nothing, to make sure that they're going to be well taken care of during the process. I mean, we're not talking thousands of dollars here. We're literally talking, you know, $100. And these banks and mortgage companies just nickel and dime the process and hire the cheapest people out there. So they're getting slow service, bad service, because they're so cheap. There's a better way to do it. And I think we've explained the fact that we offer all three. We offer fantastic service, inexpensive rates and fees, and, you know, quick turnaround times. We're not taking 60 days. If you want to refinance right now and your company's telling you 60 days, hang up the phone. Call Mortgage Right, 704-999-6646. We'll take great care of you and we'll do it in less than 30 days.
and save you a ton of money and give you a better option, better rates, better fees than the competitor that's taking 60 days plus anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. We're kind of on a mission here to, open people's eyes. And I remember, we talked about how we've both worked for some big banks here in town. I can't tell you how wide my eyes were opened when I left that place and went to a different company and was like, what, we can do that here? I thought that was illegal.
Right. I thought that wasn't compliant.
I thought that we were, had to take advantage of the client, so what we try to do, obviously, with Mortgage Right over the past, year and a half is open clients' eyes that there's a different process. There's a different level of service. There's better rates. There's better service. There's faster process out there. And that's what we've done so well.
I love when I have a client that is a subsequent buyer. Maybe they're on their third or fourth home. Maybe it's not just the third or fourth primary, but maybe they're buying a second vacation home or investment property. Mm-hmm. And they've used whatever lender or big bank in the past. And then they use me or use you or anybody else that works at Mortgage Right here locally in our office. And they say, wait a minute, this is it? I feel like I haven't done anything. This was so much easier than every other loan I have ever done. Why is that?
When we get the question quite often, and you're right, our best buyer is someone who's been through the process before. We do a lot of first-time home buyers, and we hold their hand and walk through the process, give them the outline up front, and we execute on that outline. So when we do that, they don't know any different. The first-time home buyers, they told me exactly what was going to happen. It happened exactly like they told me. That was great. But for veteran home buyers who've been through the process, weren't given an outline, and then everything, was crappy during the entire process with their previous homes, then they go through us. We give them that outline. We execute on that outline. Things go exactly like we say. And what we say is very simple. I mean, it's going to be a smooth process. And they get to the closing table when their package was delivered, several days in advance. They had their closing disclosure, several days in advance. And all they have to do is show up to closing stress-free, sign, and get the keys. And they're calling us. And this was such a different process. And it is how we want it to be.
I mean, we unfortunately, weren't there to help them with their previous loans. And we wish we could have been.
They mortgaged wrong.
They mortgaged wrong when they could have mortgaged right.
That's right.
but they'll mortgage right from here on out. A lot of our a lot of our business that we're building is coming from past closed clients that we're helping again and again, and that they're referring out to their friends, coworkers, family, whomever. And again, if you're a loan officer and you're looking for your next home, and you want to be able to grow your business, you need to be able to be somewhere that is going to give you the level of support, going to give the client the process that they're desiring to have, give the client the rates and fees that they're going to be excited about, and give the customer service and communication that the referral partner is so eager to have. That is the recipe for your business growing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all great information, Ray. And so, if you're listening and you're a real estate agent here locally and you want your clients to have the absolute best service and the best rate, it's Mortgage Right. If you're wanting to buy a house or you need to refinance a house and you need to get it done quickly and you want the best deal, it's Mortgage Right. If you're a loan officer out in the marketplace and you want a model where what you want to do is already being done by the people who are going to help you get to there where you want to be, it's Mortgage Right. If you're a processor or an underwriter out in the marketplace and you don't feel
appreciated,
it's Mortgage Right. We're hiring. We need more good people. We've got the best in the industry already. We can always hire more. And it really is. It's one call. It's Mortgage Right. If that fits the bill, call us anytime after the show, 704-999-6646. We'll take great care of you. Ray Patterson, Regional Sales Manager. Ray, thanks so much for your time, brother. Great information.
It's great to be here.
All right. We appreciate you tuning in. We will catch you next Saturday, as always. And again, call us anytime. Have a great weekend. See you next week.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Antigua K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.